Good afternoon. Chodesh Tov, Shtabach Shemo, Chodesh Elul. It is a wonderful, wonderful time of year. It's definitely my favorite time of year, even though it's, you know, there's an element of Gilu Bir Ada. You know, there's two psukim in Tehilim that seem a little bit conflicting. The pasuk says, Ayivdu et Adonai b'simcha, bo lefanav birnana. That's the famous one, Tehilim Kuf. But in Tehilim Bet, there's Ayivdu et Adonai b'simcha v'gilu bir'ada, which means that as you're serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu with simcha, there has to be this element of, huh? Bir'a, nachon. Yeah, it starts to say bir'a v'gilu bir'ada, which means gil is lashon shel, also simcha, but what v'gilu bir'ada, joyful trepidation, which is exactly David HaMelech mamash. He wasn't talking about necessarily Chodesh Elul and Aseret Mitzvah, but that's exactly what Chodesh Elul is. There's the gil, the simcha, the hitlahavut, the excitement, but then there's the re'ada, Chodesh Rachamim ve'Aselichot, which leads into, it segues into Aseret Mitzvah. It's a very, very important time. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tav Kuf Pe Aleph, Halacha Seder, right? Halacha is very important, people. Yeah, you got to know Halacha. You got to know how Paskin Hashayla. If you can't, that's a problem. Because, you know, Bezat Hashem, like the Manal said this morning, afternoon, my hours are fachadit, but the Mashgiach said this is most people's last stop before what we call the real world. I hate to call it that because it's really not. Yeshiva is the real world. Outside the teva. You know, post-mabul. You know what I'm saying? So... And you're going out to the real world, so you're going to get married and you have, you know, you're going to have children, whatever. Believe me, shailas will come up in every section of Shulchan Aruch multiple times every day. How many times can you call the Rav? How many times? Al titzchak. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim melech haolam shehakol nehiya bidvaro. Tzach ledaat halacha. I had friends, Sephardi friends. It's a different story. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, a lot of my friends went to Brisk. I was in the Meir Shiva. And then a lot of them, you know, they split up after you graduate, you move on. A lot of them went to Brisk. You know, very... I didn't want to. It wasn't my thing. But I went to the Meir, I went to Halacha Chabura, whatever. And some of my friends, when they went to visit Maran Zichron Levracha, Maran Chacham Ovadia, and he asked them, "Ifo atem lomdim?" V'zeh, he said, "Yeshivat Brisk." Oh, yafe. Ma lomdim shama? So they told him, "Zvachim, menachot, you know, kadashim, kotshim." He says, "Zeh metzuyan, yofi." He says, "Atem mitkonenim lebinyan bet hamikdash?" For sure, nachon. He says, "Ma'im litkonen leShabbat?" What about? He says, "You're preparing for the bet hamikdash, which is certainly important." Mishan lemafanim sfatenu. That's the korbanot that we have today. Is the limud of the korbanot, but he says, "Did you prepare for Shabbat?" What do you mean to ask them?
Are you learning Yichud Shabbat?
Sheibane bet hamikdash mimera b'yamenu. That's true, but Shabbat is 4 days away. Mata osib Shabbat. What about Yom Tov? What about Tzitzit u'Tfilin? What about Yoredea? You ready for that? No, that we'll learn when Moshiach comes.
It. Shabbat 3 minutes a day.
Says Mazi, you gotta know when you. This is more of a shiur p'ticha, but you gotta know halacha. Shailas will come up, and I see this all the time, and it makes me nuts. You have these girls fresh out of seminary, and they had halacha rabbis and whatever, and they got their you know Shabbos and kashrus and tahara to a certain extent, you know, under their belt, and they got it whatever. And then the guy's a lamdan, big lamdan, right? He wins the Lamdan of the Year award. He's big, right? No, not you. I'm just saying. You did win the Lamdan of the Year award. But now a Shaila comes up in the house. And then Mr. Lamdan, Rabbi Lamdan of the Year, Machshav Takua. Lo Demel Asot. He's, well, I don't remember this being in the Tzvei Dinim in Taisvis. Which, by the way, Tosfot is also part of halacha. You just have to know how to. Yeah, Tosfot is halachic. Rashi is halachic. Everything's halachic. Shas is halachic. Shas is the base of halacha. And then, you know, Wonder Woman swoops in there, and the wife, whatever, and she says, you know, halacha kedat maran, kach halacha, and she's the poseket. V'hu? Chopped liver. Umiskin. What kind of life is that? Katub imgilat Esther. Yeah, what was even Ahasuerus understood? What was the rule? What was the law in Paras u'Madai? Liot kol ish sorer beveto. Even goyim understood. Ma'ata, ata lo mitbayesh? That, my friends, is why you have to learn and be proficient in halacha. However you learn it, there's different ways, different methods, different things work for different people. I get it. There's different programs, there's different systems. But learn it. Own it. Like everything else you learn it to own it. You have to embody it. Yeah? It says Mefurash. There's a Shulchan Aruch and Yoreh Da'as, Siman Yashmim Bav. People think, Mishnah Berurah quotes this. There's a Shach, Taz, Prisha, in Siman Yashmim Bav. Mishnah Berurah quotes him La'alacha, in Siman Kuf Nun He, Saif Katan Gimal. It says like this. Based on the, we say the Baraita every day, Tana De Veliyahu, Kol HaShoneh HaLachot B'chol Yom, מובטח לו שהוא בן העולם הבא. מה זה הלכות? הלכות פסוקות. זה גמרא, מסכת ברכות. אין עומדים להתפלל, אלא מתוך הלכה פסוקה. It says you have to, before תפילה, how can we start תפילה right after דברי תורה? הלכה פסוקה. So that when you walk into מנחה, it's not a good thing. You walk in right after שיר and you're all, you know, all over the place. Try to learn just even a line of הלכה פסוקה before you walk into מנחה. Why? Focus up. So you're able to focus on your tefillah. It's a good thing when you're all, you know, licked and learning, whatever. But during tefillah is not the time to have lamdasha, you know, tornadoes spiraling around your brain. It's not the time. It's the time for tefillah. Lachin kav'u chachamim, in omdim leitpalel, ela mitoch halacha psuka. Nechon? So, that being said, it's important. Person has to know. Again, there's nothing wrong with women knowing halacha. That's wonderful. Somebody's got to know it. You know, somebody's got to wear the pants. Aval, mikol makom, adif. It's better for the man to know it. You know, there are going to be certain even, what do you think? Shailas don't happen, b'shabbatot v'yamim tovim, and when you're away and whatever, and you can't get in touch with the rav or with the posek, v'zeh, mata aseh. You don't have to know the answer to every question. You're allowed to have shailas. That's great. But have a base. Have a good, strong, solid base. Know where to look. Know how to tackle a shaila. I see people, it's unbelievable. I've seen B'nai Torah. You give them a shaila, they short circuit. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Just complete meltdown. Self-destruct. Whoa. Why are you self-destructing from a shaila? You're a B'nai Torah. Why are you self-destructing? I don't know. Okay. Take it easy. You know, I'm going to go ask the Rav, I'm going to call the POSEC hotline. That's great, whatever. 1-800-DIAL-A-POSEC. You know what I'm saying? But you're B'nai Torah. You have to know how to tackle a shaila. A shaila comes up. Now, obviously, you have to have a strong base in halacha. Be'ezrat Hashem, I'll give you these skills. You got to know where to look. Minimize the shaila. First, you have to, hey, one second, it's a shaila about Shabbat. Where would I find? Oh, Orach Chaim. It's a shayla about basar b'chalav. I'm looking in Yoreh De'ah. It's a shayla about chupa v'kiddushin. I'm looking in Ibn Ezer. It's a shayla b'dinei mamonot. I'm looking. Yafeh meod. That's more than many, many guys know. It's wonderful. Great base. And you know much deeper than that. Talmidim sheli, Baruch Hashem shtabach shemo. They know. Simanim, you know, you have to look for a way. Look, you know, look inside. Don't be intimidated by a shayla. You're a ben Torah. You own the shayla. The shayla doesn't own you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Own it. It's yours. But I might be mistaken. True. You might. The Gemara says, Masechet Gittin Amar Rava, In Adam Omed Al Devar Halacha, Ela Imkin Nichshal Ba Hatechila. You want to really be Koneh Halacha? Make a mistake. Well, don't purposely, you know, make a mistake in Halacha or Maaseh first. But inevitably, you're going to make a mistake. And you know when you learn the most from those mistakes? Mitzuyan. That's life. It's such a beautiful thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu I don't know if you realized, but just at the mention of the splendor, the glory, the grandeur, the royalty of the Torah Kedoshah, the Rosh Yeshiva choked up today. Did you notice that? For the new guys? Just to speak about the splendor of the Torah Kedoshah is mamash. It can shake the neshama of a person. And that's just to talk about it. Can you imagine sitting down to learn it? Diving into the Yama Talmud? Talmud, Poskim, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, Rishonim ve'Achronim, Shtabach Shemo, Eze Torah, Eze Matana, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Otzar Keli Chemda. That the Torah was a Kadosh Baruch Hu's plaything. It was a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Kav Yachol, his entertainment, his enjoyment, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu parted with it and gave it to us. The Malachim fought with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said, "Asher tinahu decha al ha-shamayim." What are you giving the Torah to Basar Vadam? The Shakranim and Chanfanim and all sorts of Midot Ra'ot. And who did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell to answer them? Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, "Ta'ani lahim tshuva." Moshe Rabbeinu was scared to take on the Malachim. It's mafhid. He says, "Al tfachid." Says, "Echoz bechisek vodi." The pasuk says in Iyov, "Parshez alav anano." Hashem told him, "Grab my kiseh kavod va'ani lahim tshuva." What did he tell them, Max? What were some of the ta'anot he told them back? Bekitzer, Moshe Rabbeinu stumped the malachim. Says, and then what did they say? "Adonai Adonenu ma'adir shimcha bechol ha'aretz." Says, originally they said, "Tinahu decha al ha-shamayim." But then the malachim were maskim to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Okay, beseder. The Torah belongs on the aretz. Ha-shamayim, shamayim l'adonai, v'aretz natan livnei adam." Why? She-ba-aretz, this is where Dvar Halacha is nikba. This is where we're kovim Dvar Halacha. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the kelim. She-ne'emar, t'gmara also in Masechet Rosh Hashanah. "Ele mo'adei Adonai, asher tikre'u otam b'mo'adam, al tikre'u otam ela atem." Remember the story with Rabbi Yoshua, Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua, famous Mishnah. That wasn't the first time they had friction. How many times in chess did Rabbi Yoshua and Rabban Gamliel have friction between them? Three major halachic showdowns. The last of which is actually recorded in Brachot. That was the last one which got Rabban Gamliel fired. You know that. Max, tell them what happened to Rabban Gamliel. Yeah. They threw him out of the Nesiut. It was his Nesiut, belonged to the family of Rabban Gamliel. He got thrown out for acting in a derech shel lo kol kach kavod to Rabbi Yoshua. It was gedol ador. And then they tried, they're looking for somebody, and then they found Rabbi Azar ben Azariah. Aya chacham, ashir, miuchas. Yeah. And then they put him in. But then they felt bad. Everybody felt bad. Rabban Gamliel was mitchare, the Chachamim mitchare, everybody felt bad, so they brought him back. But now what do? They're already hired Rabbi Elazar. What are you going to do? Ve'al zeh ne'emar, says the Gemara, Shabbat shel mi. People would ask, Shabbat shel mi. Why? The Nasi would give the biggest drasha on Shabbat. So Rabban Gamliel gave the drasha 3 weeks a month, three Shabbatot a month, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, one Shabbat a month. Ve'al zeh ne'emar, people would ask, Shabbat shel mi. Whose Shabbat is it this week? Who's giving the drasha? Mikol makom. What do you see? So over there, what was the, over there, they were arguing about when the Ibur HaChodesh was, Chodesh Elul. Now, once you start messing with the Ibur HaChodesh of Chodesh Elul, what else do you mess with?
Rosh Hashanah.
All the Mo'adim. Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim. And then, in order to assert authority, Rabban, you all know the story, but it's a different twist. Rabban Gamliel was Gozer. He was the Nasi. He needed to assert authority. Gazar Rabbi Yoshua Shiavo Lefanav Biyom HaKippurim Shechal Hiyot Lefi Da'ato B'Maklov Termilo. Basically, in other words, Rabban Gamliel told Rabbi Yoshua, drive to Shul on Yom Kippur, on your Yom Kippur. Gedol Ador told him to be Mechalel because it was Erev Yom Kippur according to Rabban Gamliel. Rabbi Yoshua Haya Betzar Gadol Meod. Says Hashem Yishmor Yom Kippur Hayom. He went to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva calmed him down. He says, "Yesh li lilmod shekol ma she'amar Rabban Gamliel kayam." Every why he learns that psukim. Any bedin she'amad mimom Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the bedin the power that even if b'shamayim it's not that way, he gave us the power. Shneimar asher tikreu otam b'moadam al tikreu otam ela atim. And then he went. What was the end of the story? Balifanav Rabbi Yoshua. He came. Amad Rabban Gamliel unshako al rosho. Rabban Gamliel got up from his seat and he kissed him on the forehead. What did he tell him? Baruch haba Rabbi v'talmidi. He says, Baruch haba to my Rebbe and my Talmid. Why? Talmidi, Rabbi b'chokhma. He says, you're greater than me in chokhma. V'talmidi shekibalte devarai. That's the way of the Chachamim. Ezeh metikut. Look how the Chachamim, look how they interact with each other. Rabban Gamliel had a cheshbon. He had to do what he had to do. But what do you see? It's important. So important. Limud ha'alacha. Lada'at. I didn't get to so much halachot today. I'll just say maybe a short vart on slichot. I'm saying, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tav Kuf Be'alef, I get this from Maran Zichron Baracha, he would go off on tangents a lot, but important tangents. Tangents that you won't hear anywhere else. I'm here to teach you what's on script and also what's not, because you won't hear it elsewhere. Understand? And I don't teach. We learn together. We grow together. I don't. I'm here. You see, shirt, sleeves, akol, nachon. Lomdim biyachad. So, by Ashkenazim, they say be Shabbat mevarchim achodesh. Chaverim kol Israel v'nomar amen. Kolano chaverim. All chaverim. Now, Sfaradim don't have that nosach. Maran, huh? No, no, we are, but just we kind of latch on to. Okay, don't go there. Come on. Anyway.
They also don't announce the Mola. We don't announce the Mola. Do we not have the Mola?
Maor. Ashrecha. Anyway, okay, sir. This is our Maor. This is. Yeah. So. No, it's Shnei Meorot Gedolim. Mikol Makom Rabotai. If you look in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Kuf Pe Aleph, you see very, very distinct minhagim for each one of the Eidot in Am Yisrael about how to really feel how Chodesh Elul manifests itself. Ashkenazim, how does Chodesh Elul manifest itself? Tkiat Shofar v'le David. Zeo. Lo zeo, but that's what they started today, Ashkenazim? Tomorrow. Yeah. There's different minhagim. So, Kiat Shofar be'arvit, there's those among the Ashkenazim. Le David, Ashkenaz Sfarad. Kiat Shofar be'arvit, nobody. There are those there. Yeah. So, anyway, Mikol Makom, that's Ashkenazim. Sfaradim, no Shofar. Le David, for us, by the way, Maran Achida writes in Sefer Birkei Yosef. Again, it's not everybody's minhag, but many Eidot among the Sfaradim say Le David.
Every day
of the year. Especially Chodesh Elul va'aseret yemei teshuva, especially. Aval minhagenu, that's why it's in the Siddur. At the end of the Siddur, you see, v'yomer neshama tishma le'David Hashem tov. By us, the main manifestation of Chodesh Elul, and the funnest, if we're honest with ourselves, is slichot. Slichot, for Sfaradim, is an adventure. It's an experience. It's elachenu Ashkenazim k'tzat shone, a little bit different. But by Sfaradim, shtabach shemo, now there's halachot. We've spoken about the halachot. Bezat Hashem, we'll speak a little bit more. We start, there's machloket. Magen Avraham says the minhag is not, even for Sfaradim, to start slichot, not on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is me'in Yom Tov. Therefore, on Yom Tov, you don't say slichot. Just like on Shabbat. We start on Thursday. Either, yani, tomorrow night, Wednesday night, b'chatzot, or on Thursday, whatever it is. Minhag Ashkenazim lokach. Ashkenazim, they have a weird slichot schedule. What's weird? Unusual. The goalposts change every year based on Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Now, the Rama writes, and the Mishnah Berurah explains, that there can never be less than 4 days of slichot before Rosh Hashanah. We learn out from korbanot. Bikura korban. To check it for mumin, how long do you need? At least 4 days. We learn that from korban Pesach. The only problem with that is, the Gemara tells us, lo adu rosh, which means that what? Rosh Hashanah can never fall out on days Aleph, Dalet, Vav, Adu, right? Sunday, Wednesday, Friday. Which means, based on that, that the earliest day of the week that Rosh Hashanah can fall out on for Ashkenazim to start that Sunday would be? No. Thursday, which is this year. This year. Ma'am Osim, if it comes out after or before Thursday, it can still come out when? It can come out Bet and Gimel. So what do? They do a week before. Miskenim. An extra week before. Ashkenazim. Aval ma? Everybody has their ways of connecting. Many times, I'll end off with this. At the Kotel Ma'aravi, Maran Zichrono Livracha used to invite the Belzer Rebbe, Shiabari, to the sleep. You know, they have big slichots at the Kotel sometimes, with Chazanim, whatever. The Belzer Rebbe used to come join Maran Zichrono Livracha at a slichot at the Kotel, and he would say, slichot kmo Sfaradim. I don't know if on that day he also said slichot shel Ashkenazim, but it's really heterogeneous. There's no problem for Sfaradim to say slichot shel Ashkenazim, Ashkenazim to say the slichot shel Sfaradim. Zom shani. Kulanu b'nei shechad nachnu. Everybody has their own minagim. Bezat Hashem will continue. This evening, Bezat Hashem at 9:30 in my seat, we have a weekly Hashkafa Vad, Hashkafa Q&A Vad at my Makom, Tuesday nights at 9:30. Yom Tov, Kol Tov, Chodesh Tov.